I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, last week I emailed you a question about going out for bluefin tuna, so it seems like a good time to have this conversation. Let's talk bluefin. Explain a little bit about bluefin in our waters.
Well, bluefin tuna are probably the most well-known and important tuna in our waters. They're the biggest tuna, and they also come pretty close to some places on Cape Cod, within about 2 miles of shore. They arrive in June, they stay around until November, and as I said, they are one of the biggest tuna. We catch them anywhere from 30-pound juveniles up to 800-pound giants.
Now, there are a number of ways to fish for bluefin.
Right, and when you emailed me and asked for advice on a charter, that's what really got me thinking. Depending on how you want to fish for them, how much experience you have, you can kind of choose what type of charter you want to go for. And the three different ways to catch tuna, generally, the first is live bait fishing, and usually that's for tuna fishermen that are going for giants, for the really big tuna. They'll anchor up and sit and fish live baits, and that's pretty much fishing all day, and if you get one fish, that's a successful day. Another option is trolling. This is really popular with a lot of the boats that fish out of Chatham. You're trolling with a spread of rods out, maybe as many as 7 different lines, trolling lures along the surface and just waiting for a fish to come up to the top and bite. That can be very productive, and that can catch tuna of all sizes. And then the third way has become very popular just in the past few years. As fishing tackle has improved, fishermen are finding that you don't need very heavy gear. You can use basically striper gear, spinning rods and reels, just a little bit heavier and tougher for bluefin tuna. And they're starting to really push the limits of what size tuna you can catch on that gear. So that's casting lures, jigging, basically the same kind of techniques you'd use for striped bass, just to a larger size. And like I said, they're starting to get tuna up to the 300-pound size even on that gear.
Mm. Now, you mentioned fishermen heading out of Chatham. Explain for us where the areas are that fishermen are going for bluefin.
Well, I would say there's three main areas where fishermen target bluefin tuna around the Cape. The first is out of Chatham. East of Chatham, anywhere from 5 miles, maybe out to 30 miles, the tuna tend to travel through that area as they pass from the south to the north and then back from north to south again. Another spot is up on Stellwagen Bank and around Provincetown. Stellwagen Bank, as you know, has a lot of bait, a lot of whales. The tuna are up there feeding on the same bait fish as the whales, so that's a very popular area for fishermen. And then the other one is south of the Vineyard. So if you head maybe 15 to 30 miles south of Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket, you start to get to some drop-offs in deeper water, and there's a pretty popular bluefin tuna fishery going on down there. Those bluefin tuna will mix in sometimes with yellowfin tuna, which are a more tropical, warmer water tuna.
There's a perception that tuna may be endangered. Can you speak to how they're managed as a fishery?
Bluefin tuna have gotten a lot of press because, as far as fish goes, they're pretty charismatic. They're really amazing animals. They get pretty big. So they're held up by a lot of conservation groups as an important fish species we need to conserve, and that's true. But they have been pretty well managed. They've been strictly managed for the past decade or so. The numbers are fairly good, and the fishery is very tightly regulated. They even change during the year how many you're allowed to keep, and they run a strict quota on the commercial fishery.
All right, let's move from bluefin tuna to rounding up the fishing action. What should we be looking for going out this weekend?
Well, if you're going to stay closer inshore, there's a good striped bass bite going on in Cape Cod Bay. There have even been some reports of fishermen in Cape Cod Bay losing their catches to great white sharks, so keep an eye out for that. And then we're getting some reports of bluefish finally starting to show up in Vineyard Sound. And then along with the bluefish, good bottom fishing, so head out for fluke and scup on the bottom. And if you head to deeper water, you can still find some sea bass as well.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.